At least 120 people were killed in a wave of simultaneous attacks on Friday evening in Paris. In the deadly list, we are known to strike France since World War II. Gunmen and bombers attacked busy restaurants, bars, and a concert hall at 6 locations around Paris on Friday evening, killing scores of people in what is shaken President François Hollande described as an unprotected terrorist attack. The apparently coordinated gun and bomb assault came as a country, a founder member of the US-led coalition waging air strikes against Islamic State group fighters in Syria and Iraq was on high alert for terrorist attacks ahead of a global climate conference due to open later this month. Hollande, who was attending an international football match with German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier when several explosions took place outside the national stadium, declared a state of emergency in the Paris region and announced the closure of France's borders to stop perpetrators escaping. "This is a horror," the visibly shaken president said in a midnight television address to the nation before chairing an emergency cabinet meeting. All emergency services were mobilized, police leave was cancelled, and hospitals recalled staff to cope with the casualties. Reuters witness heard 5 explosions outside the Bataclan Music Hall, where up to 87 people were estimated to be dead, and reports say the armed attackers had shot concert goers one by one before elite police unit stormed the building and killed 4 attackers. One official described carnage is inside the building, saying attackers had tossed explosives at the hostages, adding that he expected the toll of victims to rise. Bataclan lies just 200 meters from the former offices of Charlie Hebdo magazine, which was one of the targets of the January 2015 attacks. Earlier, witnesses said an elite anti-terror unit had taken up positions outside the popular concert venue, which was attacked by 2 or 3 gunmen who were reported to have shot foot slogans condemning France's role in Syria. "We know where these attacks come from," Hollande said, without naming any individual group. "There are indeed good reasons to be afraid. Ordinary people targeted. France has been on edge since January when Islamist extremists attacked the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, which had run cartoons of Prophet Muhammad at kosher supermarket. The Charlie Hebdo attackers claimed links to extremists in Yemen, while the kosher market attacker claimed ties to Islamic State group. This time, the militants targeted young people enjoying a rock concert and the ordinary city residents enjoying a Friday night out. In addition to the deaths at the concert hall, police said 11 people were killed in the popular Carillon bar in the 18th arrondissement, and other officials said at least 3 people died when bombs went off outside the State of France stadium in northern Paris during a France-Germany football match. Paris prosecutor François Molins added that a further 18 people had been killed on the boulevard de Charonne, 1 on the boulevard Voltaire and 5 on Rue de la Fontaine en Roe. Emily Machio from Ravenna, Italy was at the Carillon bar having a beer on the pavement when the shooting started. He said he didn't see any gunmen or victims, but hid behind a corner then ran away. "It sounded like fireworks," he said. The Carillon and the Bataclan are popular venues in eastern Paris near the trendy Oberkampf area, which is known for its nightlife. France has seen several smaller scale attacks or attempts since January, including an incident on a high-speed train in August in which American travelers thwarted an attempt attack by a heavily armed man.